الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We have started the glorious month of Sha'ban. Rajab, what a glorious month. How much ulama have written, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, that a person who wasted one moment of the month of Rajab has done a great injustice to himself. There was so much to reap from, and if we didn't, we have done a great wrong to ourselves. It was a month, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are those occasions when the breeze of Allah's love just blows. It is a time of great prophets. It's a time when the air is filled with the love of Allah, and to take great bargains there, and to take great profits from Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, after that now is the month of Sha'ban. Sahaba asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, O Allah's Rasul, we see that the most you fast besides the month of Ramadan is the month of Sha'ban. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that is a month which people are unmindful of. The month between Rajab and Ramadan. It is the month in which all our actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala. And from that hadith we understand the whole month is that month. The highlight of it is the 15th of Sha'ban, the night, the day. And so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when my actions are presented, I would like Allah to look at me favorably. Overlook all my... Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what is his position? But I want Allah to look favorably to me. So I keep roza. Allah says, my banda is fasting. Let me just overlook. Let me just favor him and do more and more good for him. It is a month when the past is checked and beyond that decisions of the future are made. So it is a month that we should try and spend in fasting. And the highlight of the month is the 15th of Sha'ban, Shab-e-Barat. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin, inna kunna munzirin. So that night is a very special night. And when the fasting, when Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fasted the whole month, as many rozas in the month of Sha'ban, then it is impossible that he would not fast on the 15th of Sha'ban, which even like that, Ayyam-e-Bid, the bright days, those days when at night also the moon is full moon, there is so much light, there is only goodness during those days, Ayyam-e-Bid, 13, 14, 15, which every month we are encouraged. It's impossible that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wouldn't fast on that day in the month of Sha'ban. More he would fast. And all our akabir made great ihtimam, great, but they were particular of keeping roza of the 15th of Sha'ban. So the night we should spend in ibadah, the day in the worship, in roza. And this is the month also that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should start increasing their tilawat of Quran Sharif. So we should start with our tilawat. With these two things, we will be getting properly prepared for Ramadan. The rozas also, then we'll get prepared for Ramadan. And tilawat of Quran Sharif also. Ibadat of this month also, especially for our ladies. For us also, if we have any qada roza, before Ramadan comes, let us finish the qada roza. Our ladies, usually after Ramadan, we'll keep, and it gets neglected. The whole year passes. Now don't let this month go past. Make sure we may keep our qada rozas. The ladies, their monthly rozas, they must. Even if we had missed any rozas, we have to keep the qada. Come into the month of Ramadan clear. Everything. All our qada namazes also. Increase them in this month. Our qada rozas also. Our tilawat also. And rozas also. Then we come in the month of Ramadan and we go in a super highway. Now we are just moving when the month of Ramadan comes. If we don't prepare, it is like a person's car is on an incline. And then he wants to take off from there, and by mistake he puts it instead of first gear, he puts it in fourth gear. What happens? The car just jerks a little and switches off. So if we are not prepared for Ramadan is a month of incline. 20 rakats tarawih, rozas, getting up for sehri. And if we are not prepared, so we are on an incline. We want to do it, then we see many people, first night they are for tarawih, the rest of the month we don't see them. First 2-3 nights they are, then perhaps 27th night they will surface again. But if we were in the groove, then when Ramadan came, we are now cruising in fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear, seventh gear. Now we're just smooth sailing. Ramadan just goes smooth. Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great month. One very, very important subject that we have to discuss, and that is to see in which group are we in now. As we will discuss, everyone can see for himself which group is he in and which group should I be in. And before Maut comes, we have to be in the right group. And we don't know when Maut will come. The people now fresh in Turkey and Syria, otherwise many times, in Gujarat, Ahmedabad, earthquake came 2 years ago, Kashmir, Pakistan, always in the world it's happening. But this is fresh in our mind, that the people the day before had no idea that tomorrow, that we won't be existing. And in 45 seconds, what happened? The people who had not only one home, many homes, had no homes. Forget home, the dunya was no more their home. Not even under a tree could they live anymore. They were gone. People who didn't have one shop, how many shops they had? But in 45 seconds, and measure 45 seconds on our watch, how much time is it? And everything, it mustn't happen with us like that. Those who were in the right group, and they went, they've gone to great enjoyment. And we're hearing of the miraculous condition of how many people. Those people who are in the right group, they just gone to enjoy such enjoyment that you cannot imagine that enjoyment. And unfortunately, if we're in the wrong group, and it happened also, then what misery we go to, forever and ever that misery. And you cannot imagine that misery and that suffering. And Allah says many, many places, وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not difficult for Allah to give that heavy, heavy punishment also. For Allah it is not. Allah speaks of the أَزْوَاجِ مُطَّهَّرَةً. And Allah says if He wants to punish them, it's not difficult for Allah. Allahu Akbar, who Allah is speaking? Where are we? We are nowhere. So we should see that we are in the right group. So for that, let us understand a few things. May Allah give tawfiq and Allah give barakat in our time, and let it be explained reasonably, correctly. Only Allah, who can do justice? Nobody can do justice. So the one thing is, when Allah Ta'ala had cursed Shaitan and Allah rejected him, he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, give me time till the day of Qiyamah. Allah granted him to misguide people. So that was our test now, which Allah wanted, and now Allah made it through Shaitan. So Shaitan will not spare any person till the last moment of his life. Ulama have written, great, great muhaddithin, fuqaha, اولیاء. شیطان won't spare them also till the very last minute. So we must never think I'm all right. And Shaitan won't spare anyone till the last day of Qiyamah. He will take, track and make effort of everyone. We heard many times of Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi, right to his last moment, how Shaitan tried to mislead him. So we must not sit on our laurels because I got kurta, I got the title of Maulana, I come Khanka, I go every year foreman, Jamaat, nothing. Shaitan won't leave great, great muhaddithin and great, great awliya and fuqaha. He doesn't leave. And he comes to everyone according to their, what they are in. He won't come to them with small little tests which are for small children. For ordinary people on the road with gunas, he won't come to the muhaddithin with that. He comes to them according to their level. So we must be very, very careful. So that is going to happen. And that is one group of people, the group of shaitan, who will do the work of shaitan, in which we have to seek protection from Allah Ta'ala, from nafs and shaitan. Daily, often in a day, ask Allah to protect us from nafs and shaitan. From min waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. From people also who will tell you bad things and you become angry and you start screaming and swearing and shouting. Shaitan made you do that. Or people who will praise you. Now you think I'm really somebody. I'm more than the farishta also. The way they are praising me, that is also more dangerous. So we have to seek Allah's protection. So when Shaitan will do this, Allah's system. وَلَوْ لَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ. That first Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاتُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَكِنِ اخْتَلَفُوا. They will make ikhtilaf. Differences there will be. And Allah explains in this other ayah those differences. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا. If Allah wished, they would not have fought with one another. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. But Allah does what He wants to. And Allah's plan, where can we even fathom the, understand the beauty and the perfection and the wisdom of the plan of Allah? So one side we have to understand, Shaitan is going to make this effort. And he's going to use people to do wrong. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ لَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضٌ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ لَهُدِّمَتْ بَيْعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah will make always people to stand up to fight the battle. Shaitan's forces will be there. Rahman's forces, Allah will make them stand up. And Allah will help them. And they will fight these people. And the haq and the truth will always prevail in the world. And وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Allah has promised His help for those people who will stand up against the forces of batil. And these people also, it's not no achievement of theirs. Allah makes them stand up. Allah helps them. Allah supports them. So two groups already. One is the group of shaitan that will always be there. And then the group of Rahman that will fight them. So it's going to be expected. We are just wild dreaming if we want peace in the world. Ulama to Mufassirin have written that if Allah wished to, then Allah could have made all on one religion. And no difference. All should have been just doing good. But Allah did not wish to. If Allah wished to, all should have their different religion, their different ideologies, their different thinking. And they shouldn't fight with one another. They should have been all, you do your thing, I do my thing. All happy with what we want in this world. But Allah say, Allah did not wish that also. Allah wished that the differences be there. So ikhtilaf, don't be frightened. Don't waste our time discussing ikhtilaf. See what we have to be doing in that. So the two groups are, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, my ummah, this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be divided into 73 groups. And only one group will gain salvation, Naji. The Sahaba asked, who is that? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. So of the other groups, one is the shaitan's group that is going to be there. And let us be of the group of Rahman. So in that, the Shaitan's group, in our context now, ulama have written right all along who the 72 groups are. They wrote their list also. But according to our time, and which affects us, and which affects us, and which we have to be concerned, are what we call the modernists now. By the modernists, we are referring to those people who support the Bulan movement. And go yourself on the internet. Go on the website of Gulen and see for yourself who they are and what they stand for. And they are our people, our ulama who support them. And briefly, don't take my word, please go yourself on the website, on their website, and see who they are. Then you'll understand. Don't take my word for it. They are from the White House, those people who are prepared, who are planned to spread in the world a deen, the name of Islam, but completely opposite of the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the sunnahs, the lifestyle of Nabi, a complete modern, and negating all the principles and values of Islam, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to negate them. Those people, go on the Mustafa website. Please go on to it for yourself and see what the Mustafa Foundation stands for. He's the richest African man in South Africa, who has been sponsored and he has been put up by Bill Gates to this Mustafa Foundation of the interfaith movement, of the Abrahamic Accord. He has been put up. And then go on his website and see there for yourself who and who of our people are on there who are part of that Mustafa website. The Jusa is on there. Their name is on their website. I'm not saying it. Go and see for yourself. The MJC is there. And go and see for yourself who are the people who make bayans there. The Secretary General of Jusa, how many times he makes, and see the it's recorded there. And see for yourself Mustafa's wife giving a 500,000 rand check to the Secretary General of Jusa. And go and see all this for yourself. Those people who stand for TV and who stand for spreading Islam on the YouTube channels and that. Those people who not only encourage, like force our boys and girls especially to go to university for secular education. Don't take what I say, what is secular. Go and see the meaning, Google it, go in the dictionaries and see what is secular. Secular is that in which Allah is negated. Allah doesn't exist. Secular is that in which there is no religion. In other words, atheistic. Atheistic, that is. Atheistic, how can we stand for that at all? And there was a Christian missionary by the name of Tikli in the Middle East, maybe 30, 40 years ago, in one of their convention when they were discussing of the inroads with the Muslims and all that, he announced and said, we must get every Muslim child to go for school education. And he said, the reason for that, every textbook of ours, whether it has to do with geography, with science, with anything, is designed such a way that the child will develop doubts in the Quran Sharif. And the minute you got your doubt in Quran Sharif, there's no iman left. In any aspect of our basics of deen, you have any doubt. So all those people, they are standing. So that is one group of the shaitan. He has put them up. And shaitan works in different ways. Then we will find there is another group that will support these people, who will invite them, and they will arrange their programs, etc. They will arrange the posters for them, and a person who helps on wrong is part of them. He is accessory of them. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, وَمَنْ وَقَّرَ بِدْعَةٍ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ فَقَدْ عَانَ عَلَى هَدْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ. A person who respects and honors, who aids, who supports any person who is doing haram, he is part of them. And he is helping to destroy Islam. So if we arrange programs for these people, we host them, and we arrange their programs, then there is the one group amongst them who will be the ulama, who will announce their programs and tell the people that listen to this man's bayan, very good bayan he gives. But in the meantime, he is a man who is supporting all this falsehood. He is a man who is having a iftari party in Dubai with a padri, with a of the Hindus. And in India they are killing the Muslims. Yeah, you are having iftari party. And that padri, what roza he kept. And you are having an iftari party with the Jewish rabbi who are killing the Palestinians. And which roza did that Jewish rabbi keep? Oh, a mockery of even iftari and all that. So these people, what they stand for, and they come in our masjids and they make bayan, and we allow that. It's impossible that we can allow. The imam, the mutawallis, the musallis, it's not their masjid. Even if I build a masjid with my money, personally with my hands, it's not my masjid. When a masjid is waqf, that is what is called a masjid. It's Allah's. Now my laws don't apply. Allah's laws apply. What I say, what the mutawalli, they are responsible to execute the laws of Allah, not their whims and fancies. As somebody said, if you want to cater for everyone, then open a catering service. And if you want to accommodate everyone, build some flat and accommodate all people. Your work is not in the masjid as a mutawalli there. Yeah, your work is to execute the laws of Allah. So there is that group of people. Then there are those, that group of people the one group of people we are silent. Sakitin. We are not this side, we just want to do our ibadah. On that, Mufassirin have written that Allah also made sukut with the sakitin. Allah didn't say what the punishment will be. And other ulama say they are also accessories of that guna. They are keeping quiet. And keeping quiet, and especially for the ulama, that is called mudahanat fiddin. You know they are doing wrong, they are preaching the wrong things, and you are keeping quiet, that is no piety that you are keeping quiet, you are guilty of mudahanat fiddin. And mudahanat fiddin, that is, you know the truth, but you are keeping quiet. Which Allah says, wattaqu fitnatan la tusibanna alladhina zalamu minkum khasfa. It won't only reach those people who do wrong, but it will reach everyone that guna. And to easily understand that, you are at a walima dawat, Quran Sharif khatam dawat, it's a hall, the people are, men, women are mixing, they are laughing, enjoying, having their food, and videos, photos are being taken, there's a drone also, there's music also, everything is carrying on. And you see a snake there. And you say, now people are enjoying, I can't tell them there's a snake. I will spoil all the enjoyment. After the snake bites a few people, then you tell them, I saw the snake, but I thought people are enjoying. They say, Monana, what's wrong with you? How couldn't you tell us? Or you see a plug point, and you see a flame there, there's an electrical short, and there's going to be a fire now. But you say, people are enjoying, how can I tell them? And they say, Monana, you made or something. What? You should have told us that there was a fire, imminent fire. We should have tried and saved ourselves. Like that, from in the light of Quran and Hadith, we see the snakes of the fire of Jahannam, and you keep quiet. How wrong aren't you? You see the fire of Jahannam, and you keeping quiet, people doing haram. So those people who are the Sakitin, who want to keep peace, they are the great wrongdoers also. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that man radiya bi amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim. A person who is happy with the actions of a people, he is part of them. Allah reward Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, what an explanation. He said, any good work that is being done anywhere in the world, presently, in the past, and we're happy about that good work, according to Deen Sharia, we get the full sawab of that. Though we are not there, and it's happening somewhere else in the world, in the future it's going to happen. Now, our Azad Bal Ijtima is going to take place. Today the Mashura of the Intizami Mashura is taking place. We make dua for them. We make dua for the Ijtima. We will be part of them, though we physically are not there. And Mullah Ali Qari writes that any person who is happy with haram and wrong taking place, though he's not there physically, he's part of it and he gets the full guna. If we are happy about the World Cup and all that, and we're not only happy, we are taking part, we know the scores, we know everything, we are part of it, though we didn't go there. And even if we did not watch the results, we just were interested and asked friends, what happened, who won, what was the score last night? In that also we were part of it, we get the same guna. In the dressing, Mullah Ali Sari writes, those who dress like pious people and they want to be like that, they get that sawab. And those who want to dress like evil people, like how many parents, now they can't dress with all the funny dressing, they make the children dress. Al-waladu sirru li abihi. A child is the secret of the parents, what's in their heart. How they can't dress, now they are tablighi today, they Sufi, they Maulana, but they make the children dress, then make them happy. You also part of that guna. So they are those people. Then there are those people that say, لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّا. Why are you telling these people? لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّا مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَمُهْلِكُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. These people whom Allah is going to punish, or Allah will destroy. Why are you telling them? And you get these people, I myself personally, how many of our good friends, why are you telling this? Keep quiet about this. Talk about Hanukkah things. Talk about Islam. Don't talk about this. This is the biggest Islam. People who are leading and who people who are in a leadership position and they got a following and they're leading people to Jahannam, it's our farz ain that we inform the people. We cannot keep quiet about it. So there are those people also, that's also one group of the 73 groups. That is, those are also groups like that. And these people who say that we must not speak about it and we must keep quiet about it. So that is also one group. Another group are those people who they don't commit any guna and they are carrying on with their life with great ibadat, lot of tahajjud, roza, charity, great ibadat. So one in with, and this is all of quite a few ahadith and incidents of the Quran which I have put together. One is that group that Allah Ta'ala sent the punishment to these people. And when Jibreel alayhi salam came, he said, Ya Allah, there is one person who hasn't disobeyed you to the wink of an eye. Allah said, start with him with the punishment. That when he saw all the wrong happening, he did not even get one frown on his forehead. So he has to be punished first. So to be the sakiteen and keep quiet is not enough. Our ibadat is not enough. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى وَأَهْلُهَا بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُسْلِحُونَ. Allah won't destroy a nation, Allah won't do wrong to anyone. And the people, Allah didn't say salih, those who are righteous and pious. That is not enough to stop the punishment. All can become pious. And there are other people who are disobeying, it won't stop the punishment of Allah. But muslihun, those who are telling them don't do wrong, they will get saved. And these are those people, what is that? Anyway, inshallah. So that is also one group of people who will tell you to keep quiet. A group of people will be also those that will, the wrongdoers, they won't tell them you are doing wrong. And they will socialize with them, which is common in us. We know many people are doing wrong. Birthday parties, all other kind of things. Dressing is wrong, completely against Islam. And we don't tell them anything and we keep on socializing with them. These people are also in great danger. There are those people that they will tell those people you are doing wrong. They're like the Bani Israel, their destruction, their downfall and destruction came when they did not only, they told them that you are doing wrong, but they did not stop socializing with them. They still met with them. Then Allah joined their hearts, made them all one, and then Allah's azab came down. And Allah changed them into swine and into apes. Allah changed them into pigs and into monkeys. And this was the, these were those people of the Bani Israel. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. And in the hadith, the details come that Allah made it And this was also because of the gunas Allah put them to a test. That what was the test? For the Jews till today, Sabbath, the Saturday, they're not allowed to do any dunya's work. Till today, and there are those Jews who exercise it, they won't put a switch of a light on also. They're not allowed to do anything of dunya. No earning. So these here were those people, was'alhum anil qaryati allati kanat hadirat al-bahr. A fishing community that was on the shores of the Red Sea. And how Allah tested? Because of the gunas, Allah put them to a test. And that was another chance from Allah to come right. And if you don't come right, then Allah's punishment comes. Allah doesn't pass immediately punishment. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when any person is exposed of his guna, be 100% sure it's not the first time he committed the guna. That person will say, first time I did it. But Allah doesn't expose a person. The first time when it goes, the cup is full. And it overflows, then you get exposed. When you keep on doing your guna, then you get exposed. So these people, because of their guna, Allah tested them that from Sunday till Friday, there was plenty of fish. There were no fish that was coming in their waters. They're a fishing community. They have to fish. They live by that, and no fish. Their Sabbath came, and they were not permitted to fish. Plenty of fish. Full fish, only fish they saw. So what a test Allah put them to. So they made, here is another thing which we are all also guilty in some way or the other, they made hila, which was a wrong hila, a plan to destroy the law of Allah. What they did, that on Friday, they put nets into the water. And they didn't fish on Saturday. Sunday morning they took out the net, that we didn't fish. But Allah's, what was the object of Allah's law? This is another very important thing where we make mistakes. Understand the essence of the law and the spirit of the law. One time we were traveling in Saudi, and the taxi driver, Arab, he put on music. So I told him, that's right, it's haram. So immediately he read, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. Your enjoyment, you must enjoy dunya also. Whereas ayat means completely opposite. Use your dunya for your akhirah. Don't forget your share of akhirat from your dunya. So when we are crooked, warp, we take out wrong warp meaning from the Quran to prove our dunya correct. So these people, they put their net. Other riwayat are, they made canals of the water to come into dams they built next to the sea. So when the water was coming on Saturday with all the fish also came. Then they blocked the canals and all the fish were here. So they didn't fish on Saturday, they fished on Sunday. And now they said it's jayz now, we didn't do it on... So these kind of tricks today, our people, we all are involved, some way or the other, we try and prove the wrong things right. And today, very sad, our ulama also in this. All this, whether it's the Motsepe Foundation, whether it's the Gulen movement, whether it's the universities, whether it's photography, whether it's interest. Interest, very clearly, we've got a friend here who is an IT specialist, and their company, they brought in when they were changing banks or something, the bank person came, and he explained to them that perhaps he was naive, perhaps he didn't know, or perhaps he was giving us a slap in the face, directly with a brick, hitting it into our face, that all we do is conventional banking. But we just use Islamic terminology. Ijara, Mudaraba, all the Islamic terminology, we get a mufti to sign it. If he doesn't want to sign, we get another mufti, we increase the amount of money that we will pay. And we just get a mufti to sign it, where it is 100% conventional banking. All Islamic banking, basis of it is interest. And it is pure conventional banking, but only the name, Islamic names. So all these things, yeah. So those people who support that. And so for us to oppose those people, not to support them in any way whatsoever. So we have to see in which group we are. Then there is that one group also, that is Quran Sharif says, that the word Bani Israel, when there's fishing people, then they told them, what you are doing is wrong. They did not listen. Their own family members, and this is from Quran Sharif, They made them separate. All those who were doing their fishing and the wrong things, they built the wall and they separated them. The people who warned them, they stayed on this side. Today we are told that you are being too strict and you are going to extremes and you are breaking the laws of Allah, that you are making the halal haram, which is also kufr. To make haram halal is kufr. To make halal haram is kufr. That to mix with those people, we discourage the people. That don't mix with those people. We are told, or the people who say that, we say that these people have made halal haram and you have changed the law of Allah Ta'ala. What will we say of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh in the Kitab of Tabligh al-Din? His kitab, famous kitab, and we all should try and acquire a copy. They are in the bookshop, I think, and read this kitab. He writes there, similarly one should hate. Similarly one should hate those people who disobey him, Allah Ta'ala, and acts contrary to his command. Those who disobey Allah. Imam Ghazali writes, you should hate those people. Whoever attains this condition, his condition will be such that he will abstain from sitting and speaking with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala's disobedient servants, and even avoid looking at them. So when we will tell about ulama who say, avoid meeting with these people, they are extreme. What will be our judgment be for Imam Ghazali who went to this extent? Who said that even avoid looking at them. We say that don't associate with them. If you have to make salam sometime, of course, people come, you make salam, but you don't laugh, talk, enjoy, and carry on freely with those. You don't go specially to their meetings and to their places where you will be in the public platform and you are supporting those people. If you have to meet them privately and just to go and explain to them what you're doing is wrong, it's not right. Not on a public platform where people, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't mix the right and the wrong. And you are covering up the truth and you know you are doing wrong. So we are not allowed to go on their public platforms. Our great, great ulama met with the opposite side, but not when it was a matter of kufr and a matter of breaking the laws as far as aqaid are concerned. And they met them privately, and they met them to explain to them that what you are doing is wrong, not to socialize with them. Yeah, we sit with them, we are laughing, joking, talking. We are saying on the one side what they are doing is wrong, and then we are meeting them. People get confused. People come and ask them, if it's wrong, how come so and so meets them so freely? And he talks with them, and he's got no reservation about them. So what is the position? People get confused. So therefore, that is one group. So these people of the Bani Israel, they built this wall. And they did not associate with those people. Then it happened, one day they heard no sound, silence from their side. What happened? Why no sound? Usually the children are playing, shouting, screaming, vendors going with their wares and selling it, but complete silence. They send one person up to scale the wall and to have a look there. He saw they have been changed into monkeys and apes. And when these people went there, those monkeys and apes were their family people. They separated from their family. Today we can't understand. My brother, I can't. I stand by my brother. I won't go again. Whereas Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu aba'akum wa abna'akum awliya in istahabbul kufra alal iman. Even your brothers, your parents, don't even them. Your parents also. Wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bi ilm, fala tuti'huma wa sahibhuma fi dunya ma'rufa. When they are in need, etc., help them out. But don't associate, don't listen to them. And only in need, what they're your parents also, don't have that friendly and close relationship. When they are in need, help them out. Anything, that is no problem. And there are all the degrees which Quran Sharif has laid down, how we must meet with those people. When they went to those people, those monkeys came to their family members. They recognized them, that you my mother, you my father, you my husband. And they pleaded with them from the faces they could see. And these people told them, didn't we warn you?
And they said, yes, they, from the face of the expression, yes, you did warn us. For 3 days they left as that monkeys and swine, and then they were destroyed. Their progeny didn't carry on further. We are not from monkeys, and we are not from swine. Allah created us. So we have to see the important thing, which group are we in. And at any time, our end can come. If we are, be sincere to yourself. And if you want more details, in this little time we couldn't do justice, by all means, phone me, speak to me, ask me what you were saying. And see which group we are in, and which group I have to be in. And don't delay in making tawbah. Don't wait for 15 Shaban. Don't wait for Ramadan. Make tawbah immediately. Maud comes, the people of Syria and Turkey now, today they did not know that tomorrow what our condition will be. They were thinking and they were planning 6 months ahead, we're going to have a nikah, and we're going for this holiday, and we're going for that. Forget 6 months, tomorrow they didn't see. Not the home they didn't see the dunya after that. So we also see which group are we in. The group of shaitan, of the 73 groups, only one group, these people, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they were reminded all the time of the wrong, أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. We saved those people who were stopping them from the wrong. And they did not socialize with them. And they had nothing to do with them. Those people, أَنْجَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيثٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. And those who were doing wrong, we destroyed those people. So we have to see which side we are in. It's a serious matter. The month of Sha'ban is here, correct. The 15th of Sha'ban is coming. Correct ourselves. Make tawbah. And very, very important, all our ibadat on its place. Also one very important point, be very, very careful of the food that we eat. The chickens which are slaughtered, the halal fatwa is there on its plate. It's halal certified. But you think for yourself, one person has written, the slaughterer slaughters 40 chickens in a minute. 40 chickens in a minute. So in an hour, how many? 2,400. 60 times 40. And then he works 8 hours a day. Half an hour he gets the lunch break. Half an hour allow for toilet or something. 7 hours times 2,400. 16,800 chickens. Now that he's standing and he's slaughtering the chickens which are coming down upside down. And all the time, Bismillah Allahumma, Bismillah Allahumma, Bismillah Allahumma. You try sitting under the fan, sitting comfortably in 1 hour, try and read 2,400 times, Bismillah Allahu Akbar. The fatwa is there, it's halal, it's certified halal. But you think, awalam yatafakkaru, why don't you use your brain? Can a person, who of us will read, sitting down 2,400 times in an hour, Bismillah Allahu Akbar. If you manage it in 1 hour, try the second hour. 7 hours, try and do it. And this is, they are standing, that blood is splashing. They got their mask on, but the blood is splashing. And all the time, it's Bismillah Allahu Akbar. Those chickens are put upside down, which is zulm on that chicken. Then they are given, they are stunned. And with that electric, that stunning, it's like a person takes a brick and hits you on your head, throws it on your head, and you go in concussion. Perhaps you die immediately. Perhaps you live a few minutes after that. But you are not in your, that is what happens to the chicken. And then it is slaughtered like that. And then it goes into de-feathering, all the feathers, where they put it in boiling water at a temperature, when all the impurity, the dirt, the napaki, all that is still in the stomach, it mixes with all the whole body of the chicken. And then afterwards they pack it very neatly and we all have it. If we're having our halim with those chickens, if we're having any food with those chickens, you are bartering and giving away all your du'as, your ibadat of Ramadan also. What's the condition of our ibadat? So be very concerned about what we are eating also. All the takeaways, they use these chickens. And today every second person got cancer. Every other second person, such a disease, the doctors don't know what's wrong with the person. It's all what we are eating. Forget the deeni point. If you are not worried about deen, at least worry about your health. Our main thing is that we must worry about our deen. But if we don't want to and we just want dunya, we are all worried of our health. Think about our health. All this that we are eating, what are we eating? Allah give us tawfiq, give us proper understanding, make our Ramadan Mubarak, and let us be, don't waste a single moment of Ramadan, where it's a month of great ibadat, it is a month of great islah also. If we make our islah, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, if you spend your Ramadan, you spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. If we spend our life like Ramadan, that is if we spend Ramadan correctly. When mort will come, no sadness. What Hazrat Abu Huraira told his wife, what are you crying for? غَدًا نَلْقَى حِبَّةً غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَصَحْبًا. So we're going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing to cry. You have to give sweet meat, you have to give chocolate. That what an occasion is coming. We're going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to meet our sahaba friend. Mort is not a thing to cry, not a thing. But today, love of dunya, we got karahatul maut. That we don't like mort, we don't want to hear about mort also. Allah give us tawfiq.